between 4 and 5 p.m. And so we'd very much like to, if you can possibly do it, go over and look that place over. We'd be very interested in your comments. So this is, we're in a position now where God has blessed us, where we can seriously think about proceeding with this project. So if you would be able, please go over there and take a look at it and let us know what you think. And our scripture reading for today, printed in your bulletin, is from Exodus 15, verse 2. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. And now our brother Anthony Laurel will lead us in singing the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning. Let's begin our worship with hymn number 143, Rejoice, the Lord is King.
Thank you, Joe. Good morning, everyone. It's good to see you here. Welcome again to Bethel Baptist Church. I've been going through the book of John again, and I came upon this passage from chapter 1, and it's in verses 16 and 17. It said, "And from his fullness we have all received grace upon grace. For the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ." And that's just an incredible thing. I love that phrase, grace upon grace, because I know in my own life I need grace upon grace. I don't know about you if you can say amen to that, but in that, let's sing hymn number 143, Rejoice, because Jesus is King. To hymn number 39, This Is My Father's World. As we sing our last hymn this morning, hymn number 291, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah.
Thank you.
Pastor Otero.
Thank you so much. Will you keep standing for prayer, please? Our Heavenly Father, your word said, see how great a love the Father has bestowed on us, that we would be called children of God. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your love toward us. Thank you that you love us when we were yet sinners against you. We come this morning to you with our lives to offer to you everything we have and everything we are. We come to glorify your holy name and learn from you and your holy word. Father, teach us today that we may not forget your counsel, your desires, and your will. O Almighty God, send your Holy Spirit on our brothers and sisters who are sick here and those who are listening over the internet and radio, and they are worshiping with us. Lord, help them to strengthen their life and receive comfort and optimism, for you are a God of hope and a God of care. And so we pray for Mildred Plica and intense facing the cancer treatment ahead, for Anne Peretto at home with weakness, for Donald McDowell facing surgery this coming Wednesday. Bobby Benson, Lord, have been missing from our church, and she had very difficult heart difficulties, and we pray for her. John Bell, Lord, for his liver problems and new treatment. Maida Kahn with medical decisions to take. Myrna Jones, Jeff Swart in Baltimore. Thank you, Lord, that you work in our life even when we are sick. Lord, we do have other people preaching and teaching the gospel away from us. We call them our missionaries. And so we pray for Carol and Ruth Knott, Eusebio and Maritza Perez, Giovanni and Barbara Avendano, Martha Poretti, Jose and Diane Avila, Informed Choices, Daniel and Miriam Lacey, Fred and Carol Lewis. Father, by faith we are trusting that as we sow into the good soil of your kingdom, that you will bless and multiply our offerings while continuing to meet us at the point of our needs. So bless the offering and bless the giver. And when all is done, we will be careful to give you the honor and the glory. In Jesus Christ's name we plead, amen. You may be seated.
Thank you.
Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Ecclesiastes. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 748. We will be reading Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verses 1 through 22. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, the entire chapter. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. What profit hath he that works in that wherein he labors? I have seen the travail which God hath given to the sons of men to be exercised in it. He hath made everything beautiful in his time. Also he hath set the world in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God makes from the beginning to the end. I know that there is no good in them but for a man to rejoice and to do good in his life, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. I know that whatsoever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it, and God does it, that men should fear before him. That which hath been is now, and that which is to be hath already been, and God requires that which is past. And moreover, I saw under the sun the place of judgment, that wickedness was there in the place of righteousness, that iniquity was there. I said in mine heart, God shall judge the righteous and the wicked, for there is a time there for every purpose and for every work. I said in mine heart concerning the estate of the sons of men, that God might manifest them, and that they might see that they themselves are beasts. For that which befalls the sons of men befalls beasts, even one thing befalls them. As the one dies, so dies the other. Yes, they have all one breath, so that a man hath no preeminence above a beast, for all is vanity. All go unto one place, all are of the dust, and all turn to dust again. Who knows the spirit of man that goes upward, and the spirit of the beast that goes downward to the earth. Wherefore I perceive that there is nothing better than that a man should rejoice in his own works, for that is his portion. For who shall bring him to see what shall be after him? Blessed is the word of God. Let's pray together. Our gracious Father, we thank you that you have not left us ignorant to die in the pollution of our sins. You have given us the scriptures by which we have come to know you and your purposes and to believe on the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are grateful for the work of the Holy Spirit, enabling us to believe that the Bible is your inerrant word, that we may strive to do your will in all we think and do. Our comfort, Father, is that you are sovereign over all your creation, and no detail escapes your attention. We are grateful that our Lord and Savior, whom you sent, rightfully has the authority in the day of judgment and in all of heaven and earth. Help us to not be distracted by worldly pursuits, we pray. We pray now for your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero. Bless him as he comes to bring the message from the Bible, which is titled, How to Handle Life. Give us understanding, and also those listening on the radio and internet and CD, that we may strive to do your will. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Amen. Please be seated.